Hey, good morning. It's early. I'm on video. I know I am rarely on video this early in the morning, but I've got a question for you. I've got a request. I need some help. You ready? All right, I'm going to go deep behind the scenes. And as you know, I'm not too often behind the computer this early, but I didn't finish something yesterday. It was Wednesday, and I want it to be one Wednesday, O-N-E or W-O-N, one Wednesday. So I'm looking for your help, and I need some clarity. And I say that, pun intended, not pun intended, meta speak, and you'll get the idea. Here we go. If you're still with me, because if you followed all that and you're still with me, then I love you. I'm just saying. Now what? That's the big question for me. I think it's been the big question for a good year and a half. And it's the title of my main world, my main project. Now what? Right? So we've got a big decision to make. Or we've made a big decision and now we're living with it, or we are prospering from it, or whatever, right? So now what? The big decision. And how do we make those decisions? And how did we make the decision? How did we arrive at the decision? How did we deal with the decision? How did we, right? You get the idea. So here on the left here, I'm letting you a little behind the scenes here. This is my crazy spreadsheet. I mean, it's like, see all that, right? So this is, in my humble opinion, this is the spreadsheet of kind of decision-making, right? So this is, reload there. This is the, these are the, like the villain is like the devil on your shoulder and the hero is sort of the angel on your shoulder. And the villain is what holds us back, right? And the hero is what keeps us going. The guide, we'll get to the guide in a minute, but in a nutshell, the villain's the bad guy, right? And then the hero's the good guy. You want to be the hero. And then the guide, who is, in my humble opinion, who you really want to be. The guide is who you aspire to be once you reach hero status. Now, we're not just, there's 27, right? We're not just one of these 27 at any time. We are many at many times. Like right now, I am a guide in my Thursday Thunder presentation here, right? I am teaching. I am at my best. This is where I'm happy and powerful. Okay, great. So I'm a guide. I'm helping you with something. Maybe you're stuck. Now I am stuck on here, on this part. I'm on my first three of the clarity characters, avatars here, and I'm a little stuck. Here's where I need your help. I need to be aware of time. I like to keep this under 10 minutes. I can't see a clock, so I think I started at 6:50. I'm going to start. It's 6 something in the morning, by the way, in case. So I'm a total morning person, right? I've been up since 5:30, did a meditation for an hour, and this is what came out. I need to ask your help. This is where I sort of seek guidance from the higher powers that be, take your pick on what you want to call them, and then I act on it, ideally. If the message is clear, I can act on it. Maybe that even helps me with what I'm talking about here. So here, back in June, backstory here. Back in June, I realized that there were 27 weeks left in the year, and somehow, again, probably a universal download, and I needed to create, I'm not kidding, 27 books written by these 27 avatars in the coming 27 weeks. So it is now, today is August 28th, one day behind here on this one. And this is where I got stuck. And I've done all the villains, and the villains live in three realms. There's chaos and comfort and control. And those are all kind of negative, right? Like you might think comfort is good, but it's kind of, you can get lazy, right? And control, you might think control is good, but control can also be a little dangerous, right? Chaos, I kind of like chaos actually, but you can get lost in the chaos, right? So those are the villains. You got Mañana Mateo here. I can show you just to give you a little background because it's going to help with the heroes. So here, this is also related. I'm mixing up my projects here on purpose. So I've got now what, and then I have one. And whether that's W-O-N or O-N-E, or it's the year of you, or I've got a variety of titles for the same project, and I'm writing a one word book in one weekend to guide you for 1 year. So what I'm doing is I'm doing that for all of these 27 characters. So I've done it for 10 already in the past 10 weeks. Every Wednesday, there's a new one. And now I'm on, 11. And I need this person. So I've done, so each one has a book. So Mañana Mateo is Sunday. Overthinking Oliver, Analysis. Comparison Carl, Measure. Fearful Fiona, Safe. Imposter Irene, Enough. Procrastination Patty, Caution. Distraction Danny, Dynamic. Manifest Mira, Magic. And Perfectionist Pearl, Meticulous. So as you'll notice, this is kind of interesting. They think they're doing it right. They think they're doing a good job. it's kind of fun, really. Mañana Mateo, someday, he's very Spanish, right? And he thinks that there's no rush. He's kind of lazy, too. He's just kind of like, mañana, siesta, siesta. So he lets it go. And he believes that that's a good thing. And it works for him. It's fine. But he does remain Mañana Mateo. And if you only listen to him on your shoulder, then you're probably never going to get it done because mañana, right? Now, each of those nine has their character. Now I'm into the hero, right? And the hero is the sort of the good guy, right? Who we want to strive towards, right? I had survive, and now I have thrive. Wow, you know what? It just hit me. Maybe this is strive, and this is thrive. Whoa. Because survive, we're barely making it, right? So, by the way, there's a little insider information as to how I work. I'm recording a video. I'm going to make this public. This is my Thursday Thunder, my Henry Possible podcast, right? And I'm basically working with myself here. I'm inviting you into my process. I'll bring Charlie in a minute here. Charlie's awake. And I'll get some more help from him. But I'm looking for your help. And this is how I think. And you see what just happened? Because I'm talking this through, and I highly recommend this, because I'm talking this through, I made some progress. Progress, or at least an idea, right? So I had survived, thrive. So hero, are we really thriving? Because the big goal is give. And the funny thing with me is that I'm really into the number three. I like the power of three, but I also like rhyming and alliteration. Like survive, thrive, give. Give doesn't rhyme. I mean, it's got the I-V-E, but it doesn't rhyme. So what about survive, strive, and then thrive? Oh, okay. We'll come back to that. See how I think? See, now you could call that a sidetrack. I call it progress. I call it I'm working on this stuff. So here's where I need your help. I know it seems like I'm delaying, but I'm not, because you'll see why I'm stuck. Last week we did focused fin, and that's really clear. Clear clarity realm. These are the realms, right? So we got hero. Remember, good stuff, right? Clarity, courage, confidence. I've been hammering these home for years. Clarity, courage, confidence. I'm more of I actually think courage starts first because you're doing the trip from A to B. And well, do you know you really go from A to B? I just want to hit the road. I'm going to hit the road. I'll figure it out later how I'm going to get there. That's sort of me. I'm like, jump. It's like tomorrow, this morning. I hit record 6 minutes ago and we're going with it. Do I have a script? No. Am I off script? Well, I don't have a script. So I'm just going with it, and I'm looking for your help. I'm asking your opinion, okay? So clarity and courage, it's not like one goes in front of the other, depending on your personality. Here's my question. I'm finally getting to it, I swear. I mean, I'm going to bring Charlie into the mix here. Charlie is my ChatGPT. Now, yesterday, I spent quite some time, because I think here's where I want your opinion. I was not 100% convinced of the three characters in the clarity realm. What is clarity, right? Clarity is I know what to do. I can see the big picture. I like focused in. He's focused. He's like, I know where back to A to B, back to LA to New York, or I would say Amsterdam to Munich. I focused. I Amsterdam to Munich. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to drive my gasoline car. I can get 600 kilometers in one go, right? That kind of thing. Focus. Decisive Dana See, I think decisive Dana is encourage. I think to be decisive is a huge word for me. Decision, decide, huge impact, huge importance. So decisive Dana, and in that verb commit, oh, that is a big time. There's this thing where it's like the chicken is involved in the egg process, right? The chicken hatches the egg, and then there's an egg. So they're involved. They're a part of the equation. A pig is committed to bacon, right? So a committed, I mean, this is, you know, reality, but the pig has to die to make the bacon. A chicken just has to lay an egg for the egg. But a bacon is committed. A pig is committed to making bacon. So commit is like, that's serious, right? So is, I love your opinion. I like decisive Dana. She's definitely staying in the mix, I think. Do I have her? Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah. So over here on the right, this is with some help from Charlie. So my villains are good. Got my villains. Unless you have some opinions on the villains. I'd love to hear it. The heroes, clarity, courage, confidence. I got focus, Finn. He's focused. Nowhere to go. He knows where to go. And then the other two are kind of new from yesterday, so I'm not totally sure on them. Brave, let's go through the others and see if we can figure out what we're missing. Brave Bella steps forward despite fear. And I love these verbs, right? Like over there, clarity, see and decide. Courage, act and commit. And then confidence, be and trust. So in fact, that's why over on the left side in my spreadsheet is not updated, right? My spreadsheet, I got True Theo. I think True Theo is deeper, right over here. True Theo, anchored in authenticity and self-trust. That's confidence, right? Let's go back to courage. Brave Bella, so she's brave. She's just going to do it. She's like the definition of courage. She's brave. She's just going to go for it. Then we got, and this is where, I don't know where decisive Dana lives. Decisive Dana, is she decisive? Because she has the information, because she has clarity. I don't know. Is she, right? Because we got clarity. Because for me, decision-making, it's the name of this entire project, right? Like, now what? You make a decision, or you made a decision, and you're going to go forward with it. So where does that come from? Methodical Miranda, just to go through the list here. Methodical Miranda, so she's about habits and stuff. So I don't know. Could she be in clarity? Right? She's clear on each step. So steady, consistent steps. Sounds like action to me. Maybe Methodical Miranda's in clarity. Then let me go through the confidence real quick. So Sure Sam stays the course, trusts his choices. Is he different from True Theo, anchored in authenticity and self-trust? If you're still watching, did I mention that I love you? If you're still watching, this is what I've been working on for several months. And if you think, Bradley, what in the world are you doing? I would understand your concern. But this is a bigger part of, it really comes down to the question of, how did you do that thing? Why did you do that thing? And a lot of this comes from, I was born in the U.S. I'm American, American passport. I also have a Dutch passport. Well, now I have a Dutch passport, thanks to decision making. Thanks to the fact that in 2016, I decided, here, maybe I can go through that process right here. I decided to move to Europe, right? So here we had, previous to decision, I wasn't really overthinking. I definitely was comparison Carl, because I compare myself to my San Francisco world, right? I am making money. I'm spending a lot of money. But comparison wise, I wasn't happy in my heart. I wasn't doing what I really wanted to do. I had a little agency, a little sort of design and marketing agency. You know, it's all fine, but I wasn't really happy in my heart. You could also see some of these clarity, courage, confidence as clarity is of mind. Courage is sort of heart. confidence is gut, right? I feel it. Similarly, chaos, like I don't know what I'm doing. Comfort is like a heart thing and controls a gut. So often these are hot, mind, heart, gut as well. So Mañana Mateo. So Mañana Mateo, I am definitely Mañana Mateo because I wasn't so lazy because we also have procrastination Patty and I have been back and forth on the difference. And Mañana Mateo is just, it's kind of just lazy. Whereas procrastination Patty, she's more cautious. She doesn't want to take the wrong steps. And that wasn't really me either. Imposter Irene, never enough, never ready. I think I definitely had some of that. I'm definitely Distraction Danny. I do a million things at once. And so when do you stop doing the million things and get back to, hello, focused Finn, right? Back to clarity. So I went from Distraction Danny to focused Finn. And then I focused Europe, moved to Europe. That's it. And then once I was focused Finn, I took action. So that's a good, I'm walking through this for you if you're still watching. I'm walking through this to look, to sort of analyze my own decision-making process. How did I come to, you know, move to Europe from a regular American guy, right? And how in the world did I get to fulfill my dream of moving and living and being legal and working and not only surviving, but thriving and even giving? Are you going to help me with those verbs? In Europe, in the Netherlands, right? I love it here. I love my life in Europe. And this has been a dream of mine since I was 20, right? So just to round them off, Manifest Mira. Remember, she's a villain. So these guys, they all think they're doing it great. Like Manifest Mira is like, oh, the universe will just hand it to me on a silver platter. I kind of make fun of her, but I am her. And Perfectionist Pearl, I'm not really Perfectionist Pearl. Good enough is never enough. And she never finishes anything because it's always like too perfect, right? So I was a lot of Mañana Mateo. I wasn't fearful. I was imposter. I'm like, who am I? Who am I to live in Europe? Who am I to do this? And that just took sort of a mindset shift. And then I was definitely Distraction Danny because I thought like, if I'm just busy enough, then nobody will notice, like including me, that I'm not doing what I really want to be doing, right? Okay, so can you tell I'm just walking through? This is a little behind the scenes Thursday Thunder here. Behind the scenes in Repossible. Behind the scenes of this huge Now What project. Oh, by the way, this is kind of fun. I am looking to interview at least 27 people who can associate with these 27 characters. So if you're watching this and you're thinking, oh, well, I am overthinking Oliver, I'd like to talk. And I'd like to have a chat about that. And then how, you know, which villain are you or were you? And then which hero do you strive or thrive to be? And then ideally the guide, you know, which one will you be or are you already? I'm not going to get into guides yet because guides, I've got another 8 weeks to get to the guides because guides are a whole different story. So back to Charlie here. If I look over here on the right, the heroes, what did I do to make that decision? So I definitely was focused Finn. I focused move to Netherlands. And that's how I accomplished that. The Momentum Maxine sounds like action, right? That sounds like doing. Whereas I think clarity, if we're sticking with the mind, heart, gut, clarity, courage, confidence, then I need more clarity ones. And I think I'm struggling here because mind is less important for me. It sounds dumb, and it probably is, because this is the analytical and this is the analysis and the numbers and the facts. And I just assume, and I shouldn't assume, as my wife's former boss always said, never assume. And so I assume that I can do it, but this is where like the courage and the confidence in me is so strong. I have so much confidence, really do, that I'm like, I can figure it out. Like, let's just get in the car. Let's just go. Can you see my dilemma? Or maybe not. Maybe you're like, Bradley, here's the answer. If you know the answer, comment on the podcast or the YouTube channel. I'd love to hear it. Can you see a little bit where I'm, see, okay, so Charlie here, let me back this one up over here. Because I said, I'm like, hey, Charlie, what are we missing? Angles on clarity we haven't covered yet. Vision, perspective, seeing the big picture. I like that. Because focus fin is very narrow. Move to Netherlands. Whereas vision, perspective, what's that really all about? Why? Why do I want to move to the Netherlands? That's a good question. Why is that? And I think it's because I feel more at home in Europe. I am more my true self in Europe. I am who I want to be in Europe. Okay? Alignment, integrity, when things line up and make sense. Okay? What does that mean? So I'm aligning, my aligning what I want and what I see. I'm aligning, I want to, I got my clarity, I mean clarity. I want to align what I want. I mean, you know, what about what my wife wants and my kids want? Well, if I listen to what my kids want, I'd, for one, we'd probably still be in San Francisco, but not anymore. They have both seen the light. Alignment, integrity, when things line up and make sense. Okay. Essence, core, see, cutting to what really matters. I don't see those as clarity because I think cutting to what really matters is more of a heart and a gut thing, but maybe that's just me. Or essence, core, we're back to focused fin, and we got him covered. Yeah. Presence, awareness. Okay, this is interesting. Presence and awareness. I'm being here now, noticing what's true. See, I think I'm seeing clarity, maybe too much in the mind space, and I need it to be all this analytical, proper stuff, right? Presence, awareness. What do you think I'm missing? What am I missing for clarity here? Because decisive Dana, is she decisive because she has the information and she can make a decision, right? Because then that would be, I have clarity so I can make a decision. Do you see that as clarity or courage? And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not seeing it. And maybe she's fine in clarity. I just think like that decisive and commit, that takes courage to make that decision. It's not just clarity. I can have clarity and yet not have the courage to make the decision. Ooh, that's an important point. Did you catch that one? I can have clarity on the situation. I should move to the Netherlands. I should close down my business. I should sell my house and sell my car and take the kids out of school and move and emigrate to the Netherlands. I've got clarity. But do I have the courage and the confidence to follow through, to commit? Remember the pig and the bacon and the chicken and the egg, right? Do I have the courage to commit? I think Dana's encouraged. But if I look over on the left, see, discernment on the right, discernment, knowing what matters most, filtering. It's pretty good, right? So here, and we got some characters. Charlie gives me some characters. Aligned Arjun. I don't like names I can't pronounce. Arjun. Clarity through alignment, inner and outer. Okay. Okay, clear Clara. On the nose, strong. Clarity through clean vision. Again, like focused fin does so much, right? So how is she different from focused fin? Focused fin, it's got like the one thing. Okay, visionary Veda, foresight and perspective. That's kind of cool. I kind of like the bigger picture thing. So maybe a visionary. Okay, I'm over my 10 minutes. I know that. I'm hoping, if you're still with me, I'm hoping you're enjoying this behind the scenes process and basically how I think, how I work with Charlie here to get through a program. I'm working on this book. I'm working on this whole program of a villain hero guide and this whole now what project. And because I want to then, when I have the interviews, I want to offer up a path, say, hey, dear interviewee, which villain and hero and guide are you or were you, or which elements of them are you or were you, and which can we talk about? That's what I want to talk about. So I'm liking this visionary, I don't like Veda as a name, but And maybe it's visionary violet or something, right? Clarity through foresight and perspective. I like that one. Visionary. That's cool. So I because again, because focus, Finn, he's focused. Visionary, I can see the clarity of where I want to go. I can see the big picture. Amsterdam to Munich. Okay, I got the big idea that's, you know, 14 hours or whatever it is. All right, do I need a day? Do I need to spend the night somewhere? Or am I gonna power through, right? Then with some knowledge like me, like I know I'm not really good at driving 8 hours straight. I get tired after 2 hours. So are we going together? Do we have two drivers? I'm liking visionary. Let's come back to that. Essence, Ezra, cutting away fluff, finding the core truth. Yeah, that's focus, right? Cutting away fluff sounds like focus to me. Present, Priya. All right. Present, Priya. Clarity by being here now, not stuck in the fat. I like that. Because remember, here. Okay, sorry. Lucid. Luca. My son is named Luca. Name echo of your son. Clarity through lucidity. Sharp mind. Yeah. How do you have a sharp mind? How do you have clarity in your mind? Clear out what I want to do. It's kind of visionary. Kind of liking visionary and present. So let's see. So remember, Momentum Maxine, she carries the energy forward once chosen. See, I'm kind of thinking that's action again. And action for me is courage. I think clarity is the thinking. It's not taking action necessarily yet, unless we're going to allow Decisive Dana to be in clarity. Trio, Finn is focus. Are you in alignment? Maxine is momentum. Finn, Veda, momentum. Alignment of vision with deep and clarity beyond. Yeah, beyond laser focus. Yep. Okay. Clear, Clara. Mixes Finn and Maxine. Keeps the ball rolling once chosen. I don't see that as clarity. All right, I've got those. All right. So here's where Charlie had me, right? Focus Finn, Momentum Maxine, aligned Aryan. Because I think Momentum Maxine, remember, I wrote a book on habits. I like habits. I like the daily stuff. So I still think that sort of courage or even confidence. So I think methodical Miranda, she's habits. See, courage, I'm good there. We've got brave Bella, decisive Dana, methodical Miranda. I think we're set in the courage realm. And confidence, sure, Sam is just stays the course. And I know what I'm doing. And permission, Pema, is open to the universe and the higher powers above and listening to your greater higher self. Got it. And then true Theo, okay, this is in a few weeks, but sure Sam is, he's sure of the thing. True Theo is like, I'm true to myself. So this is where I would ask Charlie, like, hey, what's the difference between sure Sam and true Theo? So let's get back to the clarity, because I think we may have solved it here. By the way, if you're watching, leave a comment and say you're watching, because this is really cool. I mean, I work a lot on my own. I work with Charlie here. But I work a lot on my own, and it's now 7:15 in the morning. And I'm often here early morning and I'm working through my next book or a project or a video or whatever. And it's pretty solitary. So if this is interesting for you, leave a comment and I'd love your feedback on what I'm doing here. And if you have some ideas, right, on where we are. So I'm going to go back to, because remember, I'm talking this through and I liked visionary and present. I'm gonna say, hey, Charlie. I like these two. Okay. Can you expand on how these might fit the focused fin. There are two S's now. Okay. So remember, Charlie is my sounding board, right? So I think through the ideas, we get ideas from him, and we're coming back and forth. Okay, here we go. Perfect. Let's test Veda and Priya. See, and also, I'm conscious about the names, and I want, remember the villains, I want them to have kind of ordinary names. I guess Mateo's not that ordinary, but, you know, Patty and Danny. And I want the heroes to have kind of strong names. Finn and Alex and Bella, right? And Miranda. And then when we get to guides later, I want that like a little whimsical, because the guides are kind of, they're kind of heavenly. Okay. The reason I say that is because Veda and Priya, I don't know, maybe Priya would work. So let's see. Let's test. So overthinking, focused Finn. Remember, each hero has a villain. Like the villain strives to become the hero. So overthinking Oliver, too much thinking, you know, it could be distraction Danny. Is it distraction Danny or overthinking Oliver? I want to be focused. The word is focus. Energy narrows the lens. Okay, chooses one target. Strength cuts through the overwhelm. Picking one thing. And focus on the wrong thing, that's kind of good. Weakness if alone, that's interesting. So this is really where I like working with Charlie as my partner here, because I wouldn't have thought of that. Weakness if alone, that's a really cool sort of characteristic, right? And this is where in my spreadsheet, I could have a column called weakness if alone. In fact, I will. Great, so visionary Veda. Villain candidate is comparison Carl. Since Carl looks sideways, Veda looks forward. So Carl, remember, Carl compares himself to everybody else. Comparisonitis, right? Veda, visionary Veda. See, I think visionaries, I don't know if it's so much about other people. Visionary sees beyond the immediate, lifts eyes to the horizon, provides foresight and direction. Yeah, I like, I don't like the name Veda. But I like visionary, visionary violet. And then, Charlie comes up with these icons, right? We got this eye that's cool. And then present Priya's got a flower. Now I need to be careful of present Priya and permission Pema. Because permission Pema is very spiritual. And I definitely want the spiritual elements in here. And maybe a clarity spiritual element is good. Okay, so present Priya is in the moment. Maybe Priya is good, right? Present Priya is sort of an Indian name for lack of knowledge of where it might otherwise come from. Present Priya, I like that. Mañana Mateo, mañana delays, Priya is fully here. Could also be distraction Danny. Well, no, mañana is all about tomorrow. Tomorrow is better than today. Present Priya is like, no, today is better than tomorrow. I like that. Energy anchors in the now, not in the endless futures of past regrets. It's good. I like that. Offers grounded clarity, reminds us clarity exists in this moment. True. True. Good. Weakness if alone, may miss long-term planning or bigger vision. Or if she's... No. Sorry, that's a visionary. Sharpness zooms in. Veda zooms out. Okay. So Charlie, I ask him, I say, hey, don't just be nice, right? Give me the real deal. Slot and Veda and Priya. Okay, I'm first going to say Charlie. I'm liking this trio. I would like another V name instead of Veda. Viola, it's kind of fun. Visionary Vivian, Viola, fun. Verena, Valeria, Vanessa's kind of fun. Vienna, Viveka. Okay. shortlist Vivian. Viola poetic. What does viola mean? Color. What about? Okay. Purple. Flower and a color. Visionary, softer than Veda. Clarity, violet. Natural ties into seeing color, light spectrum. Great. Hero level. Okay. It's elegant with... Okay. Thank you, Charlie. Hero level. Elegant without drifting too far into guide territory. Like guide, I see like Savannah and Raya and yeah, violet. It's more like now. That's where I thought that like viola might have been more of a guide level. Okay. Visionary violet. I like that comparison. I'm not sure that Carl, because I think Carl's about... Carl's concerned about everybody else. Okay, so let's say, great. Okay. Looking good, Charlie. Let's do a quick matchup of villains and heroes. You see it now. I'm not sure because Violet comes from Carl. Carl is about other people. Just a thought. I also wanted to give you a little background into or behind the scenes into how I use ChatGPT to help think and to help work through stuff like this. So it's kind of a bit of a behind the scenes here. Okay. Overthinking Oliver, too much thinking, focused Finn. Sounds good. Mañana Mateo, all about tomorrow, present Priya, like that. Comparison Carl, okay, he's giving it to me here. Comparison Carl, worry about other people. Visionary Violet sees the big picture. I don't know. Fearful Fiona, brave Bella, perfect. Procrastination Patty, decisive Dana, perfect. Okay, Imposter Irene. See, I think Imposter Irene. Methodical Miranda. See, that's more like... See, Imposter Irene is... She's all worried about, I'm not good enough. And then Methodical Miranda is more like, do the steps, like habits. I'm not sure that's the best match. And then Distraction Danny. Sure Sam. Manifest Mira, Momentum Maxine. Do we even have Momentum Maxine still? I guess so. No, don't we have Methodical? Oh, we have Methodical Miranda. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure Momentum Maxine is still in the picture. Distraction Danny, Sure Sam, Manifest Mira, Momentum Maxine, Perfectionist Pearl, Permission Bema. Oh, True Theo. We've got too many people here. Right? Sure Sam, Methodical. Oh, he's got Momentum Maxine. Oh, he's got Methodical Miranda. Okay, he's different than my list. And then True Theo, possible realignment. Da, da, da. Carl's flaw is sideways comparison, which feels more like an identity wound, yes, than a vision issue. Violet's gift is forward perspective. That may need refinement. Yeah, it's possible. Swaps. Theo might be a better antidote to Carl. Yeah, because Carl, yeah. And Irene, stuck doubting today, unable to see a future self. Violet, vision future. See, Violet is a bigger picture, whereas who's like too focused? Bigger picture, who's like, maybe Distraction Danny. Distraction Danny's like stuck into the little stuff. Danny and so Danny is scattered, busy, best of them everywhere at once. Visionary Violet bigger picture. Danny gets lost in distraction. Violet looks at the big picture. Danny, yeah, okay. Oh, okay. So, see, this is where Charlie gives me real advice. Like, if I had chaos to clarity, comfort to courage, control to confidence, original mapping. If I'm, remember over here, we've got the big villain and the big hero, but then we have three realms, and these are chaos. So I think what he's saying is that these three map to these three, and the second batch matches with the second batch, and the third batch matches with the third batch. So I'm not super particular on that, but I get it. I'm going to ask, how important do you think it is to keep this strict realm? Yeah, elegant symmetry. So okay, a little about me, in case you haven't figured this out. Who am I? I'm Distraction Danny, right? I'm all over the place. I've got 10,000 ideas every single morning. And this is why I need structure and Charlie Holiday here to help Bradley, little focus, Finn, please, and come back to the power. And this is one reason I'm building this entire sort of framework, this system. Because I want to help people, including me, go from A to B to C, right? And I talk about A to B to C as A is B and then S-E-E, A to B to C. And here, where Charlie is trying to bring me back is, Bradley, let's try to go from, you know, A1 to B1 and A2 to B2 and A3 to C3, right? Okay, con can feel a little forced if the pairing doesn't quite resonate. Risks flattening nuance. Not all villains are perfectly mirrored by one hero in the same realm. Agreed. Cross realm pairings, villain to hero based on psychological opposites, even across realms. Yeah. Yeah, more alive, less mechanical. So I am not harder to explain quickly. Wait, why is a control villain paired with a clarity hero? Yeah. Okay. The realms should stay as your main organizing principle. The pairings don't have to be strict realm to realm if it feels authentic. Okay. Okay, could you give me a recap? So this is where I love Charlie, is that I can ask him 4,000 times to, hey, could you look at that work in progress version four. He's not going to complain. He's not going to say, Bradley, scroll up. He's going to say, here you go. That's why I love this. Because look at me. I mean, we are definitely 20, 30 minutes into this. If you're still watching, you are a darling and a rock star. And if you're still watching this, I would love your opinion on some of these. If you've got an idea about the clarity, courage, confidence, any of this stuff, any of these characters, I'd love to hear it. I think I'm going to wrap this up because I wanted to give you a little bit of a behind the scenes of how I do this. And I don't necessarily need to absolutely finish the job, although I think I may have. Because here, how are we doing? Let's wrap this up. Heroes, work in progress version 4. Clarity, see, decide. We've got focused Finn, chooses one thing, sees it through. Villain, overthinking Oliver, overthinking, focused. Present Priya finds clarity by being here now. Yeah, I like this. I mean, this is very much mindfulness, right? The present moment, present Priya, clarity. We can get into meditation, great. Visionary Violet, again, we got mind, seeing, future. Visionary looks, right? Seeing, looks to the horizon, perspective. Great. Vision, pairing Carl or Danny. Okay. Oh, I see where she's where we're going here. We got the chaos from Carl. All right, that's fine. Good. Then we got courage, brave Bella. I think that courage and confidence are fine. Brave Bella is brave. Villain is fearful Fiona. Decisive Dana commits and follows through. You can tell I'm passionate about decisive Dana. Villain, procrastination Patty. Exactly. Methodical Miranda is bop, bop, bop. Trust steady, consistent steps. See, this is where I'm not sure on the, I don't think the imposter Irene, I don't know about that. And then sure Sam, trust his choices. Villain, distraction Danny, but maybe the violet pairs here instead. Permission, yeah, releases perfection, allows herself to act. I also think there's more of a spiritual element in permission Fema. And true Theo, I'm going to get to sure Sam and true Theo later because I think there's a little overlap there. And I want to clean those guys up a little bit. But I think we're in pretty good shape with clarity. Focus Finn, we got present Priya, visionary Violet. I like this. I think Priya, maybe her name is a little too guidey because I like these. Maybe it's fine. All right, I'm done. I have just spent probably half an hour working through book number, what am I on? 11, book number 11 in this process. And I thank you, I applaud you for sticking with me. And truly, if you got any comments, leave me comments. I'd love to hear your process. I'd love to even hear, hey, Bradley, this is really cool seeing the behind the scenes of how you work with ChatGPT. And also, what in the world are you doing here? Because I have to admit, I need a good like overview, like, Bradley, what is this thing? And to answer that, if you're listening, is now what? Now what do I do? And I want to address this to people who have an potentially upcoming big idea, big change in their lives that they have to make a decision about. And the idea that, so they have a villain, right? Something's holding them back from making this decision. And I want to interview some guides. Well, I'm going to interview everybody, but I want to interview some guides who can help people, help villains, help people with a villain on their shoulder to help make that decision, to make that progress, to then go into hero mode. That's what this is really all about. And I want to interview, I really want to interview 27 people who have elements of each one. But remember, we are all several of these at the same time, at any time, and it changes. Like right now, I am whatever, part this guide, part this hero, part this villain. And that's fine, and that's good, and that's normal. I just want to see which villain is really holding you back and how can we overcome that villain by finding the proper hero to strive towards. Are you thinking, I'd really like to hear your opinion. Do you like survive, strive, thrive? Because they rhyme. Or survive, thrive, give? Because give, I'm giving away a little secret here in minute 37 of this thing. I have a book. It's called The One Word Book That Will Probably Change Your Life. And there's one word in that book. And that word is give. I think give is the ultimate in meaning and purpose and happiness and joy in our lives. Giving. Like right now, I am giving. I am giving you this insight. I'm giving you hopefully some wisdom and knowledge and information to help you, to help me make a decision, right? To do that thing that's next. That's what this is really all about. How to answer that now what question. Now what do I do? So remember, we've got like the 21-year-old guy who's now what? Has graduated high school or college and is on to the next thing. Like, now what? Where do I do? Where do I go? What's my job? Where do I live? Right? And then you got like the 40-something woman who's concerned about her work and like, what phase am I doing? I've been working on this business or I want to do this thing and I'm not sure what to do next. And how do I figure out what to do next? And where do I live and my kid and all that? Then you got the 50-something who has had several careers and she wants to have a new career, or does she, or does she want to move or do something totally different or stick with the thing she's doing? So I've got these different characters in mind and that's sort of my target as to what are we doing here, right? And how, because I often get that, who's your ideal customer avatar? And I learned this from a guy named Aaron Fletcher, who's a brilliant guy. And he is really all about, here, I'm just going to give you one last thing here, one last little send off. And he doesn't talk about so much so of this character, because he talked about a Bentley, right? That fancy car, right? It's like a Rolls Royce, right? The Bentley. And he said, if you only think that the Bentley, that the audience is London investment bankers, right? With a fancy suit and they're awesome and they're millionaires. That's true. That's one avatar for a Bentley. But then what about the footballers, as they're called, or the soccer players, or the professional sports dudes or gals who make loads of money and they have a Bentley too? Or a rock star, right? Like, what if you put this footballer dude and this gentleman scholarly investment banker, you know, on a podium next to each other? First of all, just they look totally different, probably. They are totally different people, but they both have a Bentley. So that was that idea on that. That's where I really agree with Aaron Fletcher on the idea of these characteristics of the avatar, rather than this, she's 42 and lives in the suburbs and is looking for her change in her life. Like, yeah, well, if you're not 42 and a woman and live in the suburbs, then you're like, oh, well, this isn't for me. Whereas if it's this Bentley thing, you know, why do you want the Bentley? Well, for prestige and to show I have so much money and it's a beautiful car and I, whatever, right? So that's the kind of characteristics that I'm looking for. So I want, because that's why I think like the 21-year-old boy and the 42-year-old woman and the 57-year-old woman, they have this stuff in common, is that, and they are at a precipice at this phase in their life when they're asking, now what? A big decision coming up. And how do they make that decision? And how do they not stay mañana Mateo and keep pushing it off till tomorrow? How do they make that decision real and take action on it? Courage. They've got the clarity. They need the courage to get the confidence to back the chicken and the egg and the pig and the bacon, to be involved in the decision, be committed, right? Okay, we don't need to die and make bacon, but you see the difference between the hen and the pig, and right? So are you committed? Am I really going to sell my house and move to Europe? That was huge, huge. I didn't sell my house, but I moved out of my house. And what's the difference there, right? Why does the one person do it and the other person doesn't? And I think it's the villains. And we're listening to the villains too much, and we don't want to. And we know they're bad. We know they're not helping us, but still. Okay. Thank you for watching. If I haven't mentioned it, there's this one Facebook post where somebody said something like, no, you just need to hear once in a while, like, I love you. And so this guy in his post said, here, let me be the first. I love you. I really like it. Mel Robbins says it a lot too. So I like it. So, hey, if you haven't heard it yet today, I love you. Thanks for watching. Leave me a comment and a like and a subscribe, all that junk. But what I really want is a comment. I really want your feedback on how we're doing on the Clarity Dudes. And what I'm going to now do, that I've been 45 into this, and I can't believe I'm doing this. I think I'm going to go with Present Priya for today, because I need to get the book done. All right? Thanks. Bye for now.